Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain. Have you had a busy week, Luke?
I have had a busy week, yeah. I haven't had a chance for a poem. So...
Oh, it's a shame. What's this?
I haven't done a poem, so this is a freestyle. Liverpool, of course, still sit top of the pile. West Ham and Brighton drew 3-3. You really wouldn't want to be me. As a Man United fan, drawing with Wolves, we had nothing. Nothing to go forward with. yeah, I mean, that was...
Round of applause.
I couldn't think of anything to rhyme with Wolves.
Yeah.
I thought you should take that out. That was poor.
I thought it was funny.
It's dumb. My reputation's ruined. It's fine.
What start though? We don't usually have a start like that to Triple Captain. Who says we're in a nerdy podcast? That was the coolest thing. Don't you agree?
So, I would agree, and we had a brilliant beat there, provided by a special guest that we've kind of just got out of nowhere. Really, it's been. He turned up here and
he stayed at my house.
He was there. He was available. It's background Ben's brother, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Tom from Venus de Milo. Do you want to talk a little bit about?
Yeah, I'm in a band called Venus de Milo.
Wait, Tom, what's the story? Sorry to interrupt you straight away, but what's the story behind Venus de Milo? Because you told me this on.
Oh yeah, I'm interested in this.
Where it came from.
Oh yeah, so basically we pretend it's got a really artsy kind of background, but really we got it from The Simpsons. There's an episode of The Simpsons where Homer gets in trouble for the gummy bear of the Venus de Milo that's on his babysitter's bum, and he peels it off. And then he goes, precious Venus de Milo. And we were in first year at uni and we're like, that's a great idea.
Fantastic.
For a band name. So that's how we got it.
That is a brilliant
band. It's a good band name. I don't want to come across as a bit of a fangirl, but I am currently wearing your t-shirt right now.
I love that, Rich.
So is background Ben.
me and Ben wearing the same thing.
Oh, who wears it, Ben?
You don't have to answer that, by the way.
Thanks for buying all the merch on Monday at our gig, by the way, Rich. It's much appreciated.
I didn't buy all the merch. That makes me seem like a mad fan.
We spent £300 on merch. It was excessive. Yeah.
Bought all the t-shirts, all the vinyl.
You're
in the vinyl collection. You're next to the Smiths. Oh, so I think that's quite an honourable place to
have. We're in good company by the sound of things.
Nice
one for joining us, mate. Because you are... Are you doing better than your brother at FPL?
No.
Out of interest.
No, I was last year. I absolutely smashed him last year. But unfortunately, this year is very mid-table. I'm currently 38th in the Triple Captain League. And in overall, I'm 631,000th. 964.
Okay, so just outside the top 500k. Hopefully, with this episode, you know, I mean, the top 100k is still well within reach if you're there at this stage. Hopefully, we can help to push you on. How did you do this week, Tom?
Not bad. I got 63, so 16 above the average.
Very good.
Green arrows.
Yeah, I got green arrows, but all of the points came from Liverpool. Salah captain.
Nice.
Van Dijk and Firmino sorted me out as well. And then the rest of my team was all just twos and ones.
Okay.
So I could do with looking at some new options, I think, around the rest of my team.
We'll do a little 5-minute section at the end of on what to do with Tom's team. And what about you, Rich? How did you do this week?
Yeah, pretty much the same as Tom. I got 61. All my points pretty much coming from Liverpool. I tossed and turned with the idea of bringing Firmino in. What did Firmino get in the end? Because he got a couple of assists, didn't he? He didn't get a goal.
Let's have a look.
I think you got 11.
Yeah, he did.
11, yeah. So it probably would have been worth taking the hit and taking Vardy out of my team and bringing in Firmino, but whatever, you live and learn. I captained Salah as well, so he got 32 of my 61 points. TAA got me 6. And other than that, everyone else has got 2s and 1s. Sorry, Traore got a 3. Oh, and Patricio somehow got a clean sheet. he's something that's on his third clean sheet of the
season.
Playing
United. It's quite easy to get one against United, isn't it?
But yeah, other than that, I finished on 61. What about yourself?
I got 59, but I took a minus four, so 55 altogether. I woke up in Prague on Saturday morning, having been out on Friday, and thought, you know what, I'm going to take a minus four. So I took Mane out and brought Martial in. And then I took, who was my other striker? I took Calvert-Lewin. Calvert-Lewin. I took Calvert-Lewin out and put Aubameyang in. I just had this feeling about United that we were, I really, really thought we were going to beat Wolves. And I don't know what it was. And sometimes when I have these gut feelings, I am bang on and I don't follow my gut. And I thought, you know what? We've got Bruno Fernandes now. He's going to be the key to unlocking these defences. And I always see Martial making good off the ball runs when I've actually watched at Old Trafford. And I thought Martial will start, you know, bagging more goals. And it just didn't work out. Martial only got three. Aubameyang only got two. I mean, why I thought bringing Aubameyang in was a good idea, I don't really know. Arsenal just as bad as Man United. They were awful, weren't they, against Burnley? It was like, just, it was so boring.
It's so annoying. Because everyone was saying that Arsenal are improving under Arteta, and they might well be, or, you know, working towards something, but I think, has he only won one game since he came in? He's not done very well, not at all.
And I didn't take my own advice, did I? We said last week, I said, I'm going to wait on Arsenal and see. And I did. I took a minus four to bring Aubameyang in.
I mean, this was your gut feeling when you were hungover in Prague.
Yeah, it was. And I wanted Martial in. Okay. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Because Mane was injured, so I was going to have to play Douglas Luiz. So it wouldn't have made too much difference. So yeah, another small red arrow for me, 183K overall. And if I had a triple captain Salah instead of Mane, I'd probably be way up there now.
But, oh my God.
It wasn't to be. So, yeah, I kind of got to that stage where I'm like, I'm outside the top 100K. I'm just going to start playing a bit more aggressively. But I don't know whether that'll continue or not. So, yeah, same as you guys. Salah captain, 32. Alexander-Arnold, 6. Nick Pope with another 6. Coming in with the points, and everybody else twos and ones.
Can you imagine if we didn't captain Salah, what dire straits we'd be in this week?
That would have been horrendous, because he was one of the only players that did really well, wasn't he? So
yeah. And I think lots of people have taken Son out of the team as well and didn't expect him to deliver against Manchester City. So, you know, I don't think Son really delivered as much as we would have imagined in FPL. But
he scored, didn't he? No one quite expected that, the City game.
No, not at all. All right, so should we talk about what we're going to talk about in this episode?
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
Okay, so contents of today's episode. We're going to talk about non-striking strikers. This is basically my issue. I've just got three forwards on my starting 11. Aubameyang with two, Vardy with two, Ings with two. I did have Abraham, who I think would also be on a two. So which strikers should you have in your FPL team? We're also going to talk about the winter break and how that will affect players' freshness, fitness, and your FPL team as well. And we couldn't come up with a title for this one, but it's about, will European football affect your team? We still can't come up with a good name for it, but we're going to talk about that anyway.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode.
So shall we kick off with non-striking strikers?
Yes.
So who have you got up front in your team who isn't striking?
Tom, do you want to take this?
Yeah, well, Jamie Vardy, obviously he's only just come back from injury, but I'm wondering if he's going to go back into a good run of form now that he's back, because against the Villa in the League Cup, he didn't look like he was up to much. He didn't really push us as much as I thought he would. And then he played 79 minutes against Chelsea and didn't really bring home any returns. So I'm looking at him over the next few weeks, especially with the run of games that they've got coming up. The next two look kind of tough. After that, he's got four greens. So maybe he might get back on a run then. But yeah, I'm unsure as to whether to keep him.
Mm. It's a difficult one with Vardy, isn't it? Because I really want to keep him in just because he's owned by 39%. And I feel like if I take him out and then he gets two goals one week when I've not got him, I'm just going to take a serious hit in my overall rank. So I think it's a huge gamble taking him out. But I feel the same as you. He just doesn't look
like he's up to speed at the moment. I don't think he scored since Boxing Day, I think it was, he last scored. So it's quite some time ago. But yeah, it's just, he doesn't strike me full of confidence at the moment. So he may well be next on the chopping block, but I think it'll be a big risk because I think a lot of people will be leaving him in their 11. What do you think?
I think there's a lot more pressing issues in my team to sort out before I take out Jamie Vardy, particularly because, you know, he was injured, wasn't he, for those few games. He missed the penalty against Burnley. Obviously, if that had gone in, he'd have another 4 points to his name. So really, it's only two blanks in effect, because played against Liverpool, they lost 4-0 against Liverpool, and then he was injured for the two games, came back and got an assist against Southampton, should have got points against Burnley if he'd have scored that penalty, and then blanked against West Ham and Chelsea. So I think I'm not going to rush to get rid of him, and I think particularly once they play Wolves away and then City at home, you know, they've got Norwich, Villa, Watford, Brighton, Everton, Crystal Palace. He's captain material against Watford. He's captain material against Villa. He's captain material against Brighton and Watford. So I think for now, when you've got a player like that who you could captain, then I'm definitely gonna keep him for now, I think.
But for the same price range, though, you can get Firmino, who's owned by considerably less, and Liverpool are just coasting into the title. If you were going to go with another striker for that price bracket, I don't know. I'm thinking of bringing out Vardy for Firmino this week. You know, I just can't see Liverpool being slowed down at all.
The problem with Firmino is whenever I watch him, he's a great player, but he's so unselfish, which is just not what you want in FPL. You want players like Salah who are just going to shoot every time they get the ball, whereas Firmino will always look to pass, and there will be games, yes, Liverpool have got a good run, but there will be games where he blanks. And if he's the same price as Vardy, you just got to be aware of that. You know, you put him in, didn't you, earlier in the season, Ben? And
yeah, and you all laughed at me.
And he blanked, but he blanked like 3-4 times, didn't he?
I think he took him out. I think he had about 5 or 6 games in a row where he scored 2 points.
Yeah, yeah. He's the pass before the assist a lot of the time.
So
I think, I don't know, for me, Vardy still shades it. But I wouldn't be against it.
I'm still not sure. Anyways, I think that's enough about Vardy. What about Danny Ings? What was the goal scoring run he went? He scored 5 on the bounce, and then he was 5-5 shortly after that. But last 3 games, he's drawn a blank. Is it time to be worried about Danny Ings? Should you be getting him out of your side?
Well, again, with Ings, like with Vardy, they played against... He blanked against Wolves, where they lost 3-2. Wolves is a very tough game. He was benched against Crystal Palace and only played 20 minutes. And then they lost to Liverpool 4-0. So you can't really say again that Ings is suddenly off form. And Southampton's fixtures now are fantastic. Burnley, Villa, West Ham, Newcastle, Norwich. So it's a real chance for them to make a push to get clear of the relegation zone, you know, make their status fairly safe, you know, again, for another season in the Premier League. I wouldn't be getting rid of Ings. I'm not going to bring him in, but I wouldn't get rid of him if I had him either, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the other strikers who are at the same kind of value, though, you've got Wood, who's pretty decent for Burnley. He scored against Man United, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wood's a good option.
Yeah, and Pookie. Would you still have Ings over those two?
I'd have Odion Ighalo at 6.5 million.
Is that all?
Yeah, 6.5 million. Yeah, Right, who knows? Intriguing. Maybe worth a punt.
I'm gonna have a look. Let me have a look at what his records were in the past years. I understand he was playing.
I think he scored about 16 goals in 300 games.
Did he?
I think he might even. He might
okay,
even
I mean, be, I mean, this is quite an interesting. Sorry for this stat.
No, go on.
From Odion Ighalo. 2015-2016, Odion Ighalo, 16 goals and 6 assists in one season.
I remember he was banging him in for Watford, yeah. He might not...
That was 5 years ago.
He might not even start. Like, let's be honest. Martial's probably going to keep his place up top. And or what he might do is push Martial out to the left and play Ighalo up front with Dan James on the right, which makes more sense than playing Andreas Pereira. But I mean, I don't think there's any point bringing Ighalo in for Chelsea away and just kind of get the lay of the land, see if he's going to start. And then if he starts scoring goals, you know, people are going to rush to get him in because he's 6.5 million playing for Man United.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I still do have a feeling that United are going to go on a bit of a run. Now we've got Bruno Fernandes. I think he looks great.
Yeah, he does.
I think... I don't know, maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, but I feel like we might string a little bit of a run together.
We talked about a few strikers, but the one who I think everyone was really excited by at the beginning of the season was Tammy Abraham. I got him in just before everybody else did, so I really, really benefited from him. And I think I might just cash in on him now because, again, he just doesn't seem to be getting a sniff in front of goal, doesn't seem to be able to find the back of the net. Maybe it's time to cut him loose. What do you reckon?
What do you think, Tom, on Abraham?
Yeah, I had him in from early on and had and benefited from that same run. I got rid of him a few weeks ago, and I've now actually got in Martinelli, who obviously is actually he's actually a lot cheaper than Tammy Abraham was even to begin with. And I think it's one of those with players like that who are going to be great in the future. He's obviously needs that consistency, that he's shown the potential earlier in the season, but he hasn't got that experience to put in the consistent performances yet. And that's why I feel like Tammy's probably stuttering a little bit now.
When, because you're a Villa fan, like your brother. What was he like at Villa? Did he have like a drought at all? I think the longest he's gone this season without a goal is four games. So this is his fourth game this game week.
He did.
Did he go a long time without one at Villa? Because he was really prolific, wasn't he, in the Championship?
He was, yeah. Especially during that 10-game run towards the end of the season that basically got us promoted. Like, without Tammy Abraham, we wouldn't have got promoted. And I can't remember exactly how many goals he scored, but it was well over 20. The thing that we always used to get frustrated about, though, was that you would need five clear-cut chances to score one goal. And I think the way that Chelsea have been playing recently, he's not getting all of those chances now, whereas he was earlier in the season. So, yeah, I got him out, and I'm not really thinking about getting him back in again.
Yeah, I took him out in order to fit Mané in, into my team, who's now gone because of his injury, but to fit him and Salah in, I think I took Abraham out for Calvert-Lewin. And yeah, I mean, I don't regret it so far. But I think with these strikers, if there was a real standout option at the moment, then I'd be like, well, yeah, take him out for this person because he's banging form, he's getting loads of goals. There's no one that really stands out right now, but bar perhaps Firmino, who's had a couple of good weeks, like we said. But I'm just scrolling through the list of strikers now. There's only Firmino and Glenn Murray who returned anything in the last game week. So it's
what a weird sentence.
Firmino and Glenn Murray. So it's not like somebody's screaming out that we all need to get in. So really, I think be patient with them because who are you going to bring in for them? Apart from Ighalo.
I tell you what, if you want goals, big Yerry Mina.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Two goals.
He was on FIFA's team of the week. They put him up to like an 88.
Superb. Yeah,
he's awful. And he's got two goals.
He's awful. What about Aguero quickly? Did you think getting Aguero into your team for the final part of the season is a good idea?
Well, we discussed this a little bit last week, didn't we? Because I was unsure over whether to go for Aubameyang or Aguero.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I went for Aubameyang and they both got two points. So, you know, they didn't really deliver at all.
But, so you're saying that last week's podcast was a waste of time, Rich?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one for Manchester City because they know they're not going to win the Premier League now. So where's their motivation going to be? It's 100% going to be on the Champions League, isn't it? I don't know. Do you reckon Aguero will be first choice? He probably would be under Pep Guardiola for these European games. I think that's where the focus is going to be. They're pretty much guaranteed to get Champions League football. I think Arsenal are going to have a bit more of a struggle getting European football, so I'd probably have Aubameyang in still over Aguero, just because Arsenal have got something more to fight for than Manchester City.
So you'd go Aubameyang over Aguero.
Yeah, and Aubameyang starts more regularly than Aguero as well.
I mean, if we're talking about Man City goal scorers, though, I've heard through the grapevine that Edison...
Oh, don't say it, Tom.
It's going to bang in a few penalties.
Yeah,
no.
So they had their penalty, didn't they, after we called it? They had their penalty against Spurs and he missed it. Gundogan missed it.
I couldn't believe all of that.
Yeah.
But I actually bought him in.
I know you
for
did.
A laugh. And I've got Henderson sitting on the bench with 10 points.
Yeah, that's what you get, Ben. It's a serious matter, FPL. Do not mess with it.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review to help more people discover us.
The winter break is here, the first ever one in the Premier League. But it's not really a proper winter break because there's still games going on this weekend and the weekend after. It's just teams have certain weekends off. So I think there's four games this weekend coming and then there's six the weekend after. which I think is just to kind of help the bigger teams more than anything in their big campaigns. So if you're Liverpool, if you're Manchester City, it's there to benefit you, I think, more than anybody else. In the Championship and League One, League Two, they don't get a winter break. But here in the Premier League, they do, for some reason. I don't know how that will impact your fantasy teams, to be honest. Do you think it'll make players more well-rested, or do you think it will just kind of... Well, obviously, it'll rest them, but do you think it'll break any kind of momentum that some sides have got? Like, Watford have all of a sudden started playing better. All right, they lost at the weekend, but they've started to play better. If you think, if you're Watford, you'll want to just carry on playing games at this point now to try and drag yourself out of that mire that you're in. You know, the same if you're Norwich, the same if you're West Ham. I don't know. It's a difficult one to call for managers, but they've been calling for it for years and they finally got it. Whether that'll impact FPL is yet to be seen.
Yeah, and I'm buzzing. I brought Decore in for Watford's good form, as he's got 1 point and 2 points so far, despite playing number 10. So thanks, yeah. Thanks for that, Abdoulaye Decore. Just a quick shout out to him. No, I mean, I got so confused by this, didn't I? Because I was like, lads, there's no point recording. There's a winter break, and then I looked and I was like, oh, there's four fixtures one weekend, then six the next weekend, and it's all in one game week. It's very odd because obviously we've got a deadline of Saturday morning, the 8th, this Saturday coming, and then we can't change our teams despite some teams playing 2 weeks later. So yeah. It's an odd one, isn't it? I mean,
it's absolutely bonkers. I mean, they have this it's a different kind of winter break in different parts of the world, but they have a winter break in Spain, in France, in Italy, in Germany. I don't know why it's taking the Premier League so long to get it. But in Germany, they just take a month off.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Just a month of no football around the Christmas period. It'd be quite nice. Think how stress-free Christmas would be. Wouldn't have to worry about all these FPL changes. Every 2 days, changing your flipping team.
I do love watching football every day at Christmas, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part of the season. It's incredible.
You find yourself watching Burnley v Bournemouth getting well up for it. It's like, oh, I just love Boxing Day football.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, why not just have it as a two-week, just have a two-week gap for everyone and then come back? Why are they spreading it over?
I don't know. And there's like FA Cup replays in there as well. And it's just not, it's not a proper break, is it? I mean, I think they go out, I think Everton are going out to like Spain or something like that to do some warm weather training. And it's just, it's not really a break. It's a holiday. It's the winter holiday. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Jack Grealish and Tyrone are on nice the beach training. Together.
Are they? Nice.
That sounds all a bit
calm. Are they? Where have they gone?
I don't know where they've gone, but the weather looked lovely. And they've also taken a cardboard cutout of John McGinn by the looks of things that I've seen on Twitter.
Have it?
Yeah. Except
McGinn yesterday.
Yeah, they weren't very flattering to John McGinn though. You'll have to have a look on Twitter for the photo because it's definitely worth searching for. Well, you know what? That's the reason I'm glad there's a winter break, because it pushes things back a week. Yeah. It's one more week for John McGinn to get fit for Villa.
Absolutely.
People keep forgetting he's going to be back this season, you know.
But is he going to deliver?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, the two Villa fans on board with that, surprisingly.
Yeah, I think it'll be good for United, who don't play until, I think, Monday the 17th of Feb or something like that against Chelsea. Just gives them time. Gives time for Fernandes to settle in, for Igalo to settle in. You know, again, yeah, gives the chance for McTominay to get closer to fitness, Pogba to get closer to fitness. So it's probably going to be a good thing for certain clubs.
You know what I did see for the month of January, Fred was given Player of the Month at Manchester United.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. Yeah, I have to give him.
That's as far as you'll go.
That's it. Yeah.
I have to give him that. Well, I mean, the reason that the fans have got so excited about him is because of how bad he was before. Like now he's putting in he's putting in good performances for United, which is exactly what you should do as a United player. And everyone's going mental, going, "Oh my God, Fred's amazing." No, he's not. I mean, every time he takes a set piece, it is honestly, I know exactly where it's going. We had a free kick in the 87th minute against Man City, and Juan Mata was on the pitch. Juan Mata was on the pitch, and I've seen him put free kicks into the top corner of the net. And Fred took the free kick. If Mata had taken that free kick, he cannot take set pieces. And Bruno Fernandes' first game the other day, there was a free kick that he could have put into the area, and Fred took the free kick. What the hell is going on?
Let's see how many assists Fred's got this season.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, He's got zero assists, but he has played 90. Yeah, he's played pretty much every game and every minute this season.
Yeah,
maybe Fred Swan to avoid.
He breaks the ball up a bit, and his passing has improved, but he can't take set pieces. It's bang out of order.
Also, I heard that his name is actually pronounced Fredge.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
Shall we talk about European football? It's back at the end of this game week. Does the return of European football, I mean, obviously, for the likes of Liverpool, Manchester City, they're going to make a lot of changes because they've got the squad depth. But for other sides who are still in Europe, do you think that will affect them much, such as your Europa League challenges, that sort of thing? Will it affect your team?
Like, who's on the hit list? I suppose it's kind of, who's in the Europa League?
Let's get Europa
United, Arsenal, Wolves.
Yeah, Wolves still in it, yeah. So Arsenal have got Olympiacos, Wolves have got Espanyol, Man United have got Club Bruges.
Because that's going to be hard on, you know, players like Jimenez. He's going to be starting Europe and Premier League.
I think with Wolves, it's going to be a different one because they've been playing since, you know, the start of July. They've been going for a long, long time. So they're, you know, used to fixture congestion at this point, and they seem to be doing absolutely fine. For Jimenez, he's just been rolling with the punches, and European football is, you know, what started his season of goal scoring, really. Whereas for like Manchester United, who've got a significantly, you know, weird to say this, but I've got a weaker squad than Wolves at the moment. They're probably going to struggle with the European football. I'm not so sure about Arsenal as well. They have not really got a deep squad like Wolves do, which is just a bizarre thing to say. But I don't know. I think if you've got a squad loaded full of Manchester City players, your players could be at risk. If you're full of Arsenal players and Wolves and Manchester United players, I don't think they'll be too much at risk, just because Manchester United, Arsenal, Wolves haven't got that rotation risk to them. I think they're just going to have to play the same players over and over again and just, you know, wear them out, which is probably what's going to happen with all this European football.
I think what will be interesting is what Klopp does once Liverpool secure the league, because if they're still in the Champions League and they've won the Premier League, you know, why risk players like Mane, Salah, Firmino, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, Van Dijk, if they've already won the Premier League? I suppose there'll be part of him that wants to go for, you know, the points record or whatever, or a whole unbeaten season. But really, I'm sure he'll want to win the Champions League again and possibly the FA Cup as well, now that they're exactly. Under-23s got through.
That's what I was saying. The whole thing is that he can put in his under-23s because they've delivered for him in domestic competitions. So, you know, if they have already won the Premier League, surely he wants to win the Premier League and the Champions League in the same season. Like, he wouldn't be, I don't think he'd be that arsed if he lost his 100%, well, the undefeated record in the Premier League, if it meant that he won the Champions League and the Premier League. So, you know, later in the season, I could honestly see him throwing in the likes of Kijana Herve and Marcus Crivella or whatever he's called into the teams. But yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Tom, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
You could have that same conversation about Man City right now, because they've basically given up on the league, haven't they? However, they were having the conversation on the radio the other day. Who would have the better season if Liverpool won the Premier League, or if Man City went and won a treble outside of the Premier League, if they went and won FA Cup, League Cup and Champions League? So is Pep just going to look at this now and go, you know what, let's play the kids in the Prem?
I don't know, it's a tough one. I mean, it's each to their own, isn't it? Because, you know, Liverpool haven't won the league in 30 years, and that looks like it's probably going to come to an end this year. So there'll no doubt be a bloody parade through Liverpool and whatever.
You're staying in London that weekend, mate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I might actually leave the country, see what's happening.
Yeah, well, if this job comes in for me, I'll be in Hungary filming, so that would be fantastic. Oh, yeah, extra. Added.
Oh, well, if you need a runner or something,
yeah,
I'm there.
Added incentive, yeah. I think with City, we'll just see the usual from Pep. Lots of rotation. And if you have players in your team like Aguero, like Mahrez, Sterling, Bernardo Silva, they're going to get rotated. It's as simple as that. Jesus, De Bruyne seems to be the only one that is completely safe from rotation. But like you say, he might start getting rotated as well. But there's no way that I don't think there's any way Pep will give up on the league and not want to finish second. I don't think he'll let them slip to third or fourth. So I think it'll be strong City teams, but it'll just be the usual from Pep. It'll be rotation. So yeah, if you've got those players in your team, you just know that that's what's going to happen, and you've got to take that.
It's the risky run.
Yeah, it's a risky run having someone like Aguero in. And, you know, my first wild card, I had Aguero, Sterling and De Bruyne, and all three of them didn't play together once the whole time I had them in. So it is a big risk. And that one in particular didn't quite pay off. So, yeah.
You've had no luck with your chips this season, have you, at all?
Well, my first wild card turned out, like, very well, because I think I started terribly and I played my wild card very early. So I think eventually that did come good. But no, triple captain was obviously awful. So, yeah, it's a case of when to play the second one, isn't it? But, yeah, with the European football, again, it's just kind of a wait and see, isn't it? I suppose we're not going to go, well, Liverpool have got Europe to play for now and the league, so take Salah out, or Pep's lost the league, so take De Bruyne out. You know, I guess it's a case of kind of a wait and see. And yeah, with teams like Wolves and United and Arsenal, I think you're probably right, Rich. They're still going to play those, you know, those starting players, and
they have to.
And also the backbone players. There's not as many fixtures now. It's not like the group stages. It's two legs, and then if they're out, then you know they've got the rest of the season to play for in the Prem. And if they go through, it's another two fixtures. So, it'll affect those teams more, won't it? It'll affect United and Wolves and Arsenal more than it will Liverpool and City, I think.
Yeah, so basically our last two points of will the winter break affect your team? Will the return of European football affect your team? We could have just said no to both of those and kept the podcast to about 5 minutes long. Well, but there you go. We've panned it out.
Join the Triple Captain Mini League. League code JLM166.
What I think we should do quickly is, if you were playing your wild card right now, who would you put in your team?
Jesus, that is a tough question. I would like to bring in Fernandes from Manchester United, just because I like the look.
Interesting. Of him. Interesting.
Yeah, just because he likes to have a pop, and he kept showing that in the game against Wolves. And obviously he's got a decent goal scoring record abroad. I think the fact that he's playing Chelsea as well is the perfect kind of fixture. You know, a side who aren't too solid at the back, it could be ideal for him, especially United playing on the counter-attack, which they like to do historically. And I'm sure Ollie will like to do that at Stamford Bridge. But other than that, there's nobody who I'm absolutely gagging to get into my team.
Got to get. What about getting Lundstrom out? I think we've got to take Lundstrom out, haven't we?
Do you reckon he's done for now?
I think
now?
He's done. I think he's done. Yeah. I mean, he's not playing. He's not played the last couple of games. They've brought in a midfielder. Yeah. I think it's time to get Johnny out. And there's an easy replacement there with someone like Egan, isn't there? If you want to keep the Sheffield United.
That's true.
Train
Baldock
going.
Is he the same price?
Say again.
Yeah, similar. So Baldock as well. I think he's a similar sort of thing.
Right. I've just done it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got Holgate, so I might just do a quick, you know, switch at the back.
I've just done a quick, like, off the top of my head, wild card. I'd stick with Pope in goal. I would go Alexander Arnold and Virgil van Dijk, with Stevens and Egan of Sheffield United. So double Sheffield United defence, double Liverpool defence, and Brandon Williams as a 4.0 defender. Then I'd have De Bruyne, Son, Salah and Grealish in my midfield, four with Douglas Luiz as a fifth midfielder. And I'd have Vardy and Jimenez up front with Mason Greenwood as a third forward.
It's not bad, that.
Oh man, you thought it.
What do you think about that?
I think I'm going to do my wild card.
Not a bad team at all.
Literally put that team together right now. sounds great.
I'm going to take a screenshot.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I'll send it.
Do that. put it in the chat.
I think that's what I'd do. I think my defence needs sorting out, and I'd go with, yeah, I'd probably want Son back in for the rest of the season. Keep Salah. Keep De Bruyne and put someone like Grealish in, or Madison or someone like that, and then go fairly big at the back with a double Sheffield United, because Sheffield United have got great fixtures as well. And double Liverpool. Keep Jimenez and Vardy up front for now. It would mean going without Mane for the rest of the season, but at the moment we're not sure, are we, about him, his fitness and when he's going to be back. So I think you're probably okay going with Salah for now.
Yeah, I think that'll be it. I mean, I've been wanting double Mane and Salah for ages, but honestly, it impacts your team elsewhere
so much.
So it's kind of like a relief just to be relying on Salah at this point. When he comes back to fitness, I'm going to have a serious think about what happens. But for now, yeah, Salah has the armband.
It's made me made me very tempted to play a wild card now after putting that together.
I feel like you've got the 2 weeks to do it over as well.
Got the 2 weeks to do it over, but also I'm worried about the blank game weeks and the double game weeks. That game week 31 could have a lot of blanks in, which then you can maybe play your free hit there. But then it's like you might need the wild card to cover the other kind of blanks and doubles coming up. So I'm reluctant to play it that early, but could make a big difference, yeah. Couldn't it? Could really boost your rank because there won't be many people playing it. Tom, any plans for this weird winter break / not winter break game week for your team?
Well, I'm in a weird position. Where...
Oh, we need to do this section now, don't we? What to do with your team? Let me have a look at it.
Well, I've got 4 million in the bank here.
Okay.
So when I've got all this money to spend, it's like payday. Like, I feel like I need to go out and spend it now, even though there's no obvious changes. So, like, I'm looking.
Yeah, I always feel.
I'm
that.
Looking at Cantwell here. I'm not gonna. He needs to go. Like, he had a good couple of weeks, but I could do with an extra option there.
What formation are you playing?
I'm playing like a 3-4-3. Is it? But I'll tell you who I'm looking at. Actually, is that Bergwijn. Is it Bergwijn?
It's Spurs, yeah.
Yeah, because he's come in and in his first game week got 10 points, and also he's quality on FIFA. So I'm wondering whether he's the right guy to get in. Also, now you've said about Lundstrom, I wasn't even thinking about getting rid of Lundstrom, but you know, now I'm wondering if that's the way to go.
I think you might need to, and you've probably got enough money there to get, if you've got 4 million, you've got enough money to get Alexander-Arnold in for Lundstrom. Ooh, and have that double defense of Van Dijk, Alexander-Arnold.
Nice. I can see Ben nodding his head in the background here.
You've also got Kyle Walker, who I would definitely take out and maybe bring in another Sheffield United defender. So you could have like Van Dijk, Alexander-Arnold and Stevens or Baldock or O'Connell or Egan. Take your pick from there. I think your midfield's pretty strong. His midfield, Salah, De Bruyne, Grealish and Adama Traore. And then he's got Firmino, Vardy and Martinelli up front. So yeah, I'd look at upgrading that defence, I think.
Yeah, I think the more you're talking, because I want to get Schmeichel out as well.
Maybe go triple Sheffield United defence. So have Henderson, and then two Sheffield United. I mean, their fixtures are great as well. They've got.
Well, Villa's the first one.
They've got three home games in a row. They've got Bournemouth, Brighton, then Norwich at home. That's three clean sheets right there, isn't it? You've got to get them in.
That is mental.
Yeah, I think the more you're talking here, the more I'm thinking wild card. Because also, the thing is with the wild card now...
Heed our advice.
...is that I can enjoy the benefits all the way until the end of the season. I've got a longer period. I hear what you're saying about like needing to keep it for those weeks where you got blanks. But that's what you know. All these chips up here are for, with free hit and stuff. So yeah, I think that's probably the way I'm going.
The FPL General is thinking of wildcarding this week, I saw on Twitter.
Interesting. And we are going to have him on soon, by the way. FPL General is coming on the pod. I think he's coming on 25th of Feb. So, really looking forward to having him on. That'd be great. And he's thinking about wildcarding.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's
I should.
Got 2 weeks to play around with it. And.
But you haven't, though, have you? So you haven't got 2 weeks to play around.
Well, in terms of if he activates it after this game week
after
starts.
After this game week starts, right, okay.
So not like now, but as in like
that's
Saturday morning.
That's not a bad plan, yeah. Yeah, I might do the same. What about you, Rich? If I don't do that, I think I'll take Lundstrom out for a different Sheffield United defender.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking I'm probably going to take Lundstrom out now. However, I've still got defenders on the bench who can do a job for me. Like I'll probably go Holgate, TAA, and Rico at the back at the start of this weekend. But in all honesty, the only change, I've got one free transfer and I might use it doing Firmino in, Vardy out, seeing as I've talked about that for a lot of this podcast. I think I should probably put my money where my mouth is and make that transfer, because you know you've got to do that sometimes, don't you? So I think that's probably the one transfer that I'll do, and I'll probably stick my captain's armband again on Salah, just because Liverpool are going to Norwich. I might even triple captain Salah, not going to lie.
Ooh.
I can see the being shout. Goals.
Big shout.
In this game.
Big shout. Yeah, I think you should.
I might do it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we're all on Salah captain. I'll take it against Norwich. No? Yeah.
No.
What?
I'm thinking, I know this sounds stupid, but I've got a feeling about Mahrez against West Ham.
Oh, may learn from your Edison decision.
You brought Mahrez in.
Yeah, that's my transfer this week. Dele Alli out, Mahrez in. Because I've got a feeling about him. And you've got to take these risks, Rich.
Yeah,
If you take a risk once, you've got to keep... It's like when you go... I mean, not that I go often. But if you're going on black and you keep losing, keep on black. Keep on black, because at some point it's going to come up.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, funny you should say that, because in Prague, I won quite a lot of money on a table that it kept coming up black.
Oh,
and I just kept putting it down, kept putting down 1,000 crown on black, and it kept coming in. I won about... No, I won 10,000 crown. It was great.
How much is that?
How much is
about
that?
350 quid.
Ooh,
happy days.
Yeah, it was really nice. Paid for the holiday.
Oh, easy. Who needs Hollyoaks when you can just go to the casino?
Exactly.
Call your money.
Exactly.
There.
That's my new plan. Just go to the casino every day. Gamble away, folks.
Yeah, be gamble away.
Gamble away. well, that about wraps it up, I think. I feel like we've talked absolutely for an hour. I think that's a good plan from the general. I think, yeah, make one change this week for a 1 week punt. Bring someone in who you think they're going to have a big week, someone like Mahrez, and then you can wild card and take them straight out.
Yeah.
So I might do that as well. So that wraps it up for this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, I presume, after this round of fixtures. Thanks, Tom, so much for joining us. You can follow Venus De Milo.
Yeah, so we're on socials at VNS DMLO, because who needs the vowels apart from the O? That one needs to stay.
Venus
De Milo.
But instead we're Venus De Milo.
Better.
And we're all our tunes on iTunes and
Spotify.
Apple Music and Spotify. That's the one. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for that. And listeners, please. Can you give us a rating and a review on iTunes? It will make a massive difference to the pod. And we really appreciate you coming back to listen each week. So if you could just do us that one favour, I'd be so grateful. Thank you very much.
Just go on. It doesn't have to be a long review. Just put 10 out of 10 in the comments. That's all it needs to be.
I mean, if we
be.
Get 200 of those, if we get every listener to do that and get 250, it's growing all the time. The listeners are growing. Exactly. They keep coming back. Don't know if they will after this one. But yeah, if we get 250 to 300 reviews and ratings, that will really boost us up the ranks, and I'll be so appreciative.
So yeah, and tell your wives and girlfriends, because we need more females.
honestly, the stats are so ridiculously male.
Come on, female listeners, come on, female FPL players, listen to the pod.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Not Boys.
Hey, I'm Rachel Rhodes, and you might know me from the radio or from Ibiza Weekender. And despite being on a reality TV show for 2 whole summers surrounded by gorgeous tanned men in shorts, I've got an ongoing problem. I am always single, and I've been racking my brains to work out what's been going oh so wrong. Of course, there's one common denominator, boys. I keep getting messed around by them, and all I want is a real man. Now, in my new podcast, Men Not Boys, me and my best mate, Melissa Reeves, we have a couple of glasses of wine and discuss all the gory details about our past relationships. This is a straight talking, no nonsense, scouse siren chat. These are real life stories which actually happened to us, and we are very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times, so if you're easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, this may not be the podcast for you.
Men Not Boys from Sound Rebel. Subscribe now so you never miss an episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.